Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Prenzing Show. It is Wednesday once again for the Prenzing Show, and we are streaming here out of Colorado in Boulder County area. And as some of you know, the Prenzing Show is here to promote businesses, especially those that are unique and those that are helping others. And the other premise of the Prenzing Show is that we like to spread good news. So if there isn't any good news that we can think of, we will make some up. Yes, we will. So every time that you tune into the Prenzing Show, you can expect it to be not like CNN. You can expect there to be some kind of good news, some kind of assistance, some kind of good message, and I'll always have a guest on who I believe is in their authentic self, sharing it is what they do and what their purpose is on this planet, and making a match with people who need both my help and any of my guest help. So we have the show here from 3:30 to 4, Colorado time, Mountain Standard Time. And my guest, ironically, is just down the street from me in Boulder County area. So that's a fun coincidence, since I do have several guests from out of state and even Canada. So let me tell you a little bit about our guest today before we bring her on. Her name is Holly Hallowell. I think that name has some sort of good juju to it. We'll ask her what it is, but I think the ring of it and the tonality of it has got to bring her good luck. That's just my guess. She is a certified emotion code practitioner. So that's not unusual, perhaps, to some of the listeners, because I've had an array of alternative/Eastern kinds of healers and think-out-of-the-box kind of people on the show. But, of course, if this is the first time for you listening to the Prenzing Show, you might be a little surprised. She also does something I'm going to spell it, A-N-A-H-A-T-A, which is a Sanskrit word, and I could pronounce it like 10 different ways, and I'll know I'll screw it up. Because, well, let's just do it for fun for a minute, and then we'll have her tell us really what the true meaning is. I could say like the word Anahata, which I don't know that that sounds right. Anahata could be Anahata. It could be Anahata. But at any rate, it's not English, as you can tell. It is a Sanskrit word. And she does the codes of that wild word as well with regard to healing. And that wonderful Sanskrit word that I can't pronounce, it means and is translated as unstuck, and apparently also corresponds to the heart chakra in our body. And I just recently had a chakra energy medicine woman on, so if you've been listening along, you know some things about that. One great saying I would like to put on the air here that Holly has put out there in the world or in the field is she says the earth is ascending into a new dimension. I love that. It almost sounds like we're going to get on a spaceship and go somewhere. But again, this is not the first time that we've had this kind of explanation to what some people call a current large exponential evolutionary leap in our current ways of thinking in all of history. And I don't know why, but here we are in the great whatever it is that we're here for. But what that does, apparently, as some of you may even experience, is it causes perhaps a bit of a shakeup in your body, in your life, in your thought processes. And one thing that Holly can do is actually kind of get you back on track, get you back in line. And as you all know, I can do that as well. But we are doing it from two different points, so I think both are equally important. So without further ado, let's welcome Holly. Hello there, Holly. How are you today?
Good. Thank you so much for that wonderful introduction. I really enjoy listening to the way you frame things and the good news, of course, that we will be sharing. And so thank you so much for that intro, and thanks for welcoming me to your show.
Yes. So isn't it funny that you and I have never met in person, but here we are speaking what I call on the box. It's on, I call the computer the box. We're speaking on the box, but we're in two separate locations. We're probably, 5 to 10 miles from one another, perhaps?
Right, really close to each other in this beautiful area of Colorado, yes.
Yeah, so there are a lot of us weird healers, and weird is a good word in Boulder, right?
Yeah.
Some places they think weird is bad, but no, there are bumper stickers around here that say, keep Boulder weird. Have you seen those?
I have. I love it. I love it.
Yeah.
I also just saw some gal had a shirt on the other day that I read that said, normal people scare me. And so I thought that was funny, too.
Now, that's a new one. I really like that one. I like that one because, I really like that because we are in a kind of a, well, we call it here, for people who don't know, we call it the Boulder bubble because there is some sort of a gravitational pull to this area. The one thing I know, and tell me if you know anything more about what perhaps has caused this, I know that there was a Native American Indian tribe, Chief Niwot, who Niwot was named after, which is a small town outside of Boulder. And it is said, I hear, through the oral tradition of that culture, that he put a gift and a curse, in a sense, on this area. Have you heard this? That he put, it's called the Curse of Chief Niwot. Have you heard of this?
I haven't heard of this one, but, you know, I would love to hear about it quickly. There are so many wonderful, wonderful stories in the history of where we live. One thing I do know is that Boulder is actually a minor earth chakra. So if you can think of the earth, Mother Earth, as having, chakras and, the water being kind of similar to blood and so forth, there are earth energetic chakras on the earth, and one such place is Boulder, Colorado. So there you go. But tell me about this blessing / curse.
Exactly. Now, see, I got you interested and you got me interested, so this must be really good because the listeners must be losing their minds.
Yeah.
Mine's simple, and then we're going to return to yours because I like yours even better. Mine is that Chief Niwot said anybody who ever comes to this area will always be compelled to return.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
no wonder.
Yeah, in a good way. Yeah, right, in a good way, as just to complete something or finish or evolve or come back to or that kind of a thing. But okay, so mine, that's the end of mine. It doesn't get any more exciting, but yours could. Now, you called it, now tell me if I get this wrong, did you call this a minor earth chakra?
Yeah, so just like, in the body, there's major chakras and there's minor chakras. There's, seven major, but there's, depending on who you talk to, numerous, I think somewhere in the 50s of other energetic portals or energy wheels in your body. And just like the chakras in our body, which help maintain well-being and balance energetically, allowing the life force energy to flow correctly through all of your various layers, emotionally, physically, spiritually, mentally, the earth has these chakras as well. And this allows the collective energy to flow. And you were talking about the shifting of the earth's vibration, and a lot of that has to do with the opening of the chakras of the earth. And we are just in a blessed, sacred space here in Boulder. I mean, there's other places in the world. You can just Google earth chakras and get a list of locations. But, yep, we are recognized as a minor chakra. So it's fascinating, and it's no surprise that we have this beautiful awakening of heart-centered people in Boulder who are really just opening their hearts and their minds up to unlimited possibilities and potentials, and we're all kind of rising together. And this is happening all around the world, but it is a very special place, Boulder. So,
yeah, so it's, what do you call it when there's a bunch of stuff? I can't think of the word, but it's, anyway, it's a lot.
Yeah.
Whatever it is.
I love it.
But I love your explanation of the minor and major. It reminds me of meridians in acupuncture. Some people may know that even more. Are the meridians then considered the minor part?
Yes, actually, they're one and the same. I'm definitely not a, you know, a specialist on this specific subject, but yes, they're all connected energetically to the various flows of the energy on the earth and how that assists us. And yeah, and so, you know, Red Rocks also is a minor little area there full of energy that you can just feel when you're down there hiking around and Chautauqua Park and other places like that. Mm. You just feel that it's this majestic, it's a sacred place. There's something energetically sacred about it. So anyway.
Yeah. Okay, so now this brings me back to Sanskrit and me not being able to speak, which is fine. This reminds me also of, I know some of the Sanskrit stuff, but of course I screw the words up. The other, what I think are major energy centers in the body in the Sanskrit words are called marma junctions. Have you heard of that?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay. So now we're on the Sanskrit, right?
Yes, indeed. And in fact, this is all part of my crazy. I mean, if I am going to be writing a book about it, because it is just literally from the outside looking in, and even from myself looking out, it's absolutely insane. All of the stuff that's happened and how just perfectly everything has flowed together. And I mean, I designed the logo for my wellness company before I even fully knew that it would be called Anahata Codes or how that would happen. And yet, as you said, the Sanskrit, you know, the Anahata is the heart chakra. And so without knowing, I had drawn the heart chakra. And then I knew already on a separate occasion that I was going to name it Anahata Codes. And you were close, so it's Anahata, almost a little bit of phlegm going on with the H there. But you could say Anahata or Anahata or whatever you want to say. I believe it's all, you know, fine with your intent. But yeah, it was just miraculous how I knew I wanted something that encompassed vibration, because that is what I do. I help people through vibration and frequencies to heal themselves. I've been bucketed into the, you know, healing or healer. I don't consider myself a healer. I consider myself a facilitator, and you're mm-hmm. definitely the one doing the healing yourself. So, you know, if you heal, it's your own doing. And if you don't, you know, we try and help you in other ways as well. But vibrationally, the Anahata is the gateway chakra, so it's in the heart. There are three below and three above. So this kind of feeling of linking the physical to the spiritual, and also just everything that means. So having the mental body above, and then further above that, the spiritual, and then the heart being your emotional center, and then all the lower chakras of your body that we're experiencing here in the physical 3D world, but just helping you through releasing disruptive energies. And these can be emotional, you know, environmental, as I said, physical, spiritual, all of that. But through these Anahata codes, it allows you to get some ascension support vibrationally by accessing what I call assisting frequencies that are already in that space of reality that you want to be in. So it's kind of interesting to think about that. You know, we live in a 3D world. Everything is here to us. But really, when you think about, you know, the way energy is and the way we are, when you zoom super, we're really not solid. So all of this is just energy. And so working on an energetic layer has always made a lot of sense to me. And I, as you said, I'm certified as an emotion code practitioner, which is just been such a blessing and such a wonderful journey just over the past 11 months, in fact, was when I first heard about what emotion code was. And as you said, some people on some of your listeners may be familiar, but for those that aren't, in a nutshell, it is releasing the energetic disruptions, which are emotional vibrations. So if we have trauma in our life and we feel intense emotion one way or another, it can become stuck in our energy body. And then also if we suppress our emotions. So this is the flip side where you're just refusing to feel your emotions. So, of course, the balance is key. key to everything. You know, feeling your emotions in the middle is where you want to be, but occasionally, you know, that doesn't happen either through trauma or suppression. So what I am trained in doing is finding that, listening to your body. We muscle test, and we figure out, you know, what you need to release in the order you need to release it and how that's contributing to your manifest dis-ease, whatever that is. And again, this can be physical dis-ease, mental, emotional, spiritual. But releasing these energetic disruptions of emotional vibration specifically really helps you to kind of release the emotional baggage. It just is just an amazing therapy. And so that's kind of how it all started. And then from there, I received this beautiful, beautiful download from Source one evening. I had been kind of feeling, you know, for like a whole week that something was up. You know, you're kind of like, what's going on? You know, what's about to happen? I could just sense something was going to happen. I wasn't quite sure what was going on. And so literally, I turned off the light one night and was getting into bed and said out loud, okay, God, what is it you need to tell me? Because there was something going on. And so my head hit the pillow and boom, I received this intense download of information. And it was not a voice. It was a knowing. And it was very specific and precise. And I had to get up and write it down. And I know that it was not something I was creating or imagining, because I found myself going, oh my gosh, that is such a great idea. And I'm writing this idea down, and it wasn't me, you know, it was definitely from a higher, from God, from Source. And so then I, from there, you know, just kind of plugged away and said, all right, I'm ready to do what you need me to do to get this information to people. And the gist of it is that I channel these frequencies, and they are numeric codes. And what they do is they articulate the innate healing qualities of the item that you're in need of today. So I firmly believe that there, you know, the past is obviously done with. We can't go back there. A lot of us like to live there. We, you know, it's not healthy for us. But we do that. And then the now is where this is our place of power. This is planting the seeds for tomorrow. This is manifesting from a complete unlimited potential landscape, you know, whatever we do today. And so, you know, today can also be a hard reality. You have pain, you have, you know, suffering, there's a chronic illness you're working through, whatever it is, that's your reality. And it's hard for people to just, you can't just tell someone, you know, snap out of it, be in the now, do what you know, that's all fine and dandy. But when you're in real pain and you're suffering in some way, you know, depression, alcoholism, whatever it is that's not going okay with you in your physical now, you tend to carry that day over day over day. And so what the Anahata codes do is they allow you to muscle test. So you're going to be asking your higher self, this is the self that knows everything about you on all levels and in all dimensions, and you're asking, what do I need today to help myself in a way snap out of or elevate into a different vibration by harnessing the innate qualities that are already available in some of these things that you've probably, you know, heard of and enjoyed yourself in the physical realm. Crystals, we have, you know, flower essences, essential oils, those kind of things. But then also on a more of a spiritual level, like totem animals and those messages and planetary energies and then just the archetypal energies. Anyway, long story longer, I was told that you can actually harness these vibrations by articulating them through codes. So these are just vibrations, numbers, sequences that basically are definitions of the essence of that item. And so it's not that you are, let's say your body decides today it needs rose quartz for whatever reason. You aren't literally putting the vibration of rose quartz in your body like you would if you were holding a crystal. What you're doing is you are making it a physical reality through intention and this code that you will be harnessing the innate healing qualities that represent rose quartz. So it's kind of, think of it as like a short reverse definition, if you can kind of grasp what I'm saying. You know, if you look up rose quartz, you see 40, 50 awesome things it does. And so this code is kind of a reverse definition. It's like, this already exists. Now, how do we articulate this in a way that our energy body will understand and take hold and use for highest good? And so it's a beautiful, beautiful process. It can be used in conjunction with any modality you're working with. It can be streamlined into, you know, a 5 to 10 minute process at the beginning of whatever you are practicing, just to see what assisting frequencies you are in need of for highest good today. And so I'm sorry I just went on and on and on, but it is so exciting and such a passion of mine. And so I'll let you get a word in here.
Yeah, no, that was perfect, because obviously the information was coming in and had to come out. Right?
Yeah.
Now, the couple of thoughts I have, and probably even questions the listeners might have, is you said there are numeric codes and their numbers and then their energy and whatnot. Here's a question. Are you doing something with the Hertz frequencies?
You know, it's funny. We will see. I don't know how it involves electronic frequencies yet. I kind of feel like eventually someone who speaks that language will go, oh, my gosh, this is totally, you know, what you're doing and why. But to me, I'm
going
to channel. So, some of these numbers are 20 digits long. Some are 5. There's spaces in between the numbers, which are important when you're delivering them. So I would love, love, love to get some kind of biofeedback machine that would allow that many numbers and then go ahead and do that. And so, but for now, I was told through the download that you just charge, which Dr. Emoto, he actually passed away this last year, but he was doing, you know, the experiments on water and just the mere word, you know, love and gratitude was forming beautiful, beautiful crystals as opposed to the heinous things he was writing, you know, just to prove that, wow, look at how balanced the, you know, the loving high vibrations are, and look how, you know, blob-like and ugly, if you will, and unbalanced the fear-based ones are. And so this is the same as far as you can put these frequencies on a carrier of your choice. So you can charge water with them. You can put them in a crystal and wear it. You can... you know, do essential oils and rub it for massage, whatever. It's a beautiful compliment. And, you know, recently I just came up with a, I channeled, I didn't come up with it. It was definitely told that there would be an awesome way to do a sacred space spray. It's a tongue twister.
Ooh.
But it involves, you know, it involves 9 or so Anahata codes, and these are all things that invoke protection innately, again. Mm. And so, man, just talking about all of them, you're like, wow, the power of protection is so solid with it. It's things like black tourmaline, jet, warrior rose essence, elk, frog totem. I know it sounds like I have Newt and Wing of Bat, but no, it's very... it's just a beautiful combination of things. Yew tree, I'm trying to think of all the other things that are in it. The sun energy. Anyway, it is just a beautiful, beautiful vibration that you can use. But again, there's a process that I teach people to, I say, install the frequency into your aura. And eventually I'm hoping there is a machine or something that can help with that. But honestly, it's not needed, and so at this point, I feel like, you know, it is what it is, and maybe.
Yeah.
So to answer your question in a roundabout way, there may be something to do with the Hertz, but I don't know what exactly yet.
Yeah, because I think everything runs in Hertz frequency. My understanding is that the Hertz chakra vibrates at the same frequency as the Earth, which is 8 Hertz. Now, what's interesting about that?
The Earth is ascending.
Here's what's interesting.
So
I've
changing.
To give you some. Yes, changing. Yes. To give you some tidbits, because I always get when I'm going to say working with people over the radio, whatever that means. I always get some other piece of information as you were describing channel. I feel like I'm the same. I feel like I'm a facilitator or a guide or a channel, and I'm not doing any healing. I never felt like I was. I felt like I was getting information, and I was a messenger in a sense. But I have something very interesting for you. So tell me what you think about this.
Okay.
I get that you have a lot of H's within your field, within the realm of you and who you are, the Holly, the Hallowell, the Heart Center, the Hertz, and the way that you even pronounce this, Anahata, the hot with the H.
Okay.
Right?
Uh-huh.
So then I look at the H and I look at the frequencies and the Hertz, and then I do the alphabet, and there's a bunch of H's coming up for you. And if I do A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H, H is number 8, and 8 is what the Heart Center Hertz frequency is.
Ah, thank you so much. I have an affinity for 8s, and this has been going on for quite a while. In fact, 8 is, DNA. There's so much more to the 8 vibrationally, and I did not realize that that's the H as well. Holy moly. Thank you so much.
I knew there was something
fantastic.
Good. I knew there was something good about your name. Remember at the beginning I said there must be some good luck with your name.
Well, that's wonderful. Thank you so much for that. It makes perfect sense, and I love that. So thanks for figuring that one out quick. Wow.
And of course I didn't figure it out quick. It's just information that looks like, you know what it reminds me of sometimes is people who do the Rubik's Cube, which, of course, I don't know what the hell they're doing, and neither does anyone else, and maybe they don't either. But when you look at it and you... Then it's all put together. It feels the same way to me. I get things that are much more complicated than I could possibly explain or understand, but then when I say them, and then you're thinking, God, she was smart, how'd she do that? I'm like, well, I don't really know.
Yeah.
Right?
Awesome. Yep, in the flow, baby, in the flow. That's great.
It's in the flow. And I was getting that around the numbers. So, we almost ran out of time. So you know what we're going to have to do before the box blows up on us? We got to give the listeners all your websites and all your contact information so they know where to get you. So go ahead and do that.
Yeah,
and
I'll be quick and then you can keep wrap up. I know you do your thing. So you can just find me at anahatacodes.com. You can also email me at anahatacodes@outlook.com. And then I'm on a Facebook page, Skype, by the way, Anahata Codes. So ANAHATACODES.com. God bless you all. I'm excited for all of us right now. I wish we could have gone into more detail about the Earth ascending and what that means and how we're all feeling and how it's all affecting us in different ways. But do your own research. You can do it. There's lots of information out there, and I hope that you find exactly what you need to thrive and be one with yourself, true to yourself, and connect to others to help. And real quick, I want to say, everyone has their own frequency. It's unique to you. So what is your unique frequency? What do you bring to this planet? There's no one else can do anything quite like you. So find what that is. It's usually you're going to be supported by the universe when it's of joy and makes you happy and makes others happy. So anyway, hopefully that is good. And go ahead and take it away. I know we have a few seconds.
I do. I'm going to ask you one quick with 15-second question, and then I'll namaste you off. What's your middle name?
Cole, N-I-C-O-L-E.
So you have
it's funny
H
you're
and
asking.
An
I do have a Nicole. It's funny, I decided I'm going by Anahata, but I still am going to be legally known as Holly Hallowell. And in fact, I was told to keep the Nicole precisely in the middle for highest good. So there's a lot of things going on with people's names, and that's a whole other subject that people can look into. It's fascinating stuff.
Yeah, so there's something with your HNA and the Anahata thing going on. So now you have homework.
I do. Thank you. I love it. I feel like my life is one big homework.
That's right. Namaste to you. Thank you.
Namaste.
Okay, we have like 50 seconds here of showtime, so I'm going to close this out. You got the information of how to contact our lucky friend, Holly in Holloway, Hallowell. I just gave her a new name. And, of course, how to connect me at theprintingmethod.com. I am Arlene Prinzing. That is not the printing business. We do not do newspapers here to remind the people who think that it's the printing show when, in fact, it really isn't. It is my last name with a P like Peter Pan, R-I-N-Z like zebra, I-N-G. And my website to connect to me is thefrenzymethod.com. And contact both of us. Maybe we'll do a seminar or speaking engagement for a group of people. Maybe Holly and I will both do it and heal the world. Thanks for joining us. Namaste.